Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to wrap up our markets here today. All your details are coming up in just a moment.
What are you doing? Hurry up.
I'm coming.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm okay.
Come on, they're waiting for us.
One in five children still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. Visit TobaccoStopsWithMe.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
Turn to Altocet IGR for hornfly-specific control year after year. Altocet IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altocet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to AltocetIGR.com. Well, the live cattle complex attempted to trade higher early today, but with midday box beef prices lower and the WASB report sharing mixed news, traders turned the market lower towards midday. As that day moved on, those prices did turn higher here at the close. There's been some light trade reporting today. Nebraska and Kansas saw dress sales at $295. We saw a little bit of cash trade yesterday at $185, a dollar higher. Feeder cattle complex locked in on trading lower, and the market simply seems unwilling to look at any other approach. One would have thought with cash cattle prices trading a steady to a dollar higher, the feeder cattle complex could have turned slightly higher as well. The hog complex trading mostly higher into the noon hour today as midday pork cutout values are higher. It's likely next week's market sees pressure again as Friday's WASB report shared the demand over the next couple of months could be less than desired. Wheat trade 9 to 13 cents higher earlier today with Chicago action leading with strong spillover support from euro values as Black Sea weather concerns remains the headline. Plains should warm up a bit and dry after the recent storms with further moisture needed to finish with the eastern plains looking better, while Black Sea frost and dryness are the headlines for the moment. Corn is 5 to 6 cents higher at midday with light buying with spillover support from wheat and position squaring ahead of the WASDE report. Ethanol margin should remain range bound with unleaded holding at the lower end of the recent range to limit blender margins. Soybeans 3 to 4 cents higher at midday today, and they continued higher through the day with trade working to find pre-report footing after the pullback of last couple of sessions with overbought conditions easing ahead of the report. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.